Good morning. This is Dan Ruby from Fleischmann Planetarium and Science Center at the University of Nevada, Reno, with you for your Monday morning blurb about what's going on in our night skies tonight and this week. I had a great weekend at the Nevada Museums Association Conference. We got to do some stargazing out in dark Tonopah, Nevada. I got to see some amazing things and a few awesome meteors. But you'll get to see the same things from Reno, Nevada this week. We've got sunset earlier and earlier. Tonight it's about 6:35 p.m., weather is getting cooler, and we're still on daylight savings for a few weeks, so we've got some nice, crisp, cool evenings, darkness coming earlier, a good chance to see some stuff. Saturn is still visible to the west for a brief time in the evening, and although the best space show is always in our dome theater, the best show in the real night skies has shifted to early morning. So this week, we've got a parade of planets, bright Venus, reddish Mars, and then Jupiter, all led by a waning moon to the east. They're going to appear to drift closer each morning toward a tight grouping with the moon later this month. And on Friday, we've got something cool. If you've got some skill and some luck, you might be able to spot a comet. We've got the ESA's Rosetta mission has been hanging around a comet for a long, long time, 67P. And if you know where to look, it's been barely bright enough to be visible, especially with a little bit of aid. But this Friday, it's going to be to the east, near the crescent moon and Venus in the early morning. So it's going to be a nice sight, a little bit easier to spot. If you miss it, don't worry. A consolation prize on Friday is we have a meteor shower that evening into Saturday morning. It's a faint shower called the Draconids. Look up if you happen to be out. It should be a few of them, fast-moving, pretty dim. But the next evening, Saturday night, into Sunday morning, we have another little meteor shower. It's going to be the very bright but slow and low-rate Taurids. So the Taurid meteor shower is going to peak on the 10th. The Draconid meteor shower peaks on the 9th. If you look up, you might happen to see some of these. And then we get another little meteor shower called the Orionids, leftover dust from Halley's Comet in a couple weeks. So this week, early morning is where it's at. If you wake up before the sun rises, look to the east, you're going to see the moon getting thinner and thinner and thinner, a parade of planets, Venus, Mars, and Jupiter. And then you might get lucky and see a dim comet and some stray shooting stars. For more information about any of this, visit us at the Planetarium. You can call us at 784-4812, on the web at planetarium.unr.edu, or best yet, come and see it for yourself in person in our Dome Theater. We're located at the north end of the University of Nevada, Reno campus, just north of Lawler Event Center. We love seeing ex-listeners here, and keep looking up.